is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage all women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your lane talk show with Coach Trish Hanna.
Good afternoon, everyone. Why can't I hear myself? Am I on? Okay, you can hear me. That's good. That's good. I can't hear myself in my earphones. But good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. Once y'all can hear me. This is your Lane Talk Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your favorite talk show. It's Trish Hanna, broadcasting live from Nassau, Bahamas on the Guardian 96.9 FM dial. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome, 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 welcome. This show is the place where we empower, encourage, and educate women of all ages. We're helping them to walk boldly in the lane that God has designed for them. Now, thank you, of course, to our men who also tune in. You have been phenomenal. This show will continue to step out of the four walls and into media, discussing topics that you won't necessarily hear from, you know, in churches or certain areas that you worship. You know, we try to make sure we have, as believers, the whole man. We get everything. We get the etiquette. We learn how to take care of our children. We learn about finances. We learn how to eat and proper diet and nutrition. We get everything here on Your Lane Talk Show for women so that we will be just ready to go and empowered for this world, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last week, our topic was titled The Call to Build, Saying Yes to God's Blueprint, with guests Apostle Rosemary Pena and Pastor LaQuisha Wallace from Legacy Church. We spoke about recognizing the call on your life, how to trust it don't seem like it makes any sense, and how to build something that lasts for generations. Of course, you don't want to be called, or you don't want to just do something just for this particular season. Whatever it is that you do, know that it's beyond you. This is for your children and your children's children, right? So we create generational wealth for them. So we won't leave them hanging and leave them destitute or leave them in any form or state of poverty. Yeah, that's right. So you can find episode 151 on YouTube. Just look up God's Blueprint. Okay, the call to building God's blueprint. Okay, that's the topic. All right, episode 151 on YouTube. So you can help yourself, empower yourself. Knowledge is key. Okay, that is what we need. And I want to start this show off by saying, I don't know if anything like me or anyone like me, we've had moments where we're sitting at a dining room table, because I've had my moment. I remember the first time that I was at a formal dining room table, like official. This was about 18 years ago, right? I was invited to the police ball, okay? And here it is, I'm sitting at this table and I'm seeing all these forks and spoons and like the glasses here. There's a fork in the front of me. Everything is like the small plates was in the front, and then this plate here. I'm like, I was overwhelmed. And what I did was, I thought this was a smart thing to do. I forks. And then I was like, okay, I look in my peripheral. Okay, this person is using the fork. Let me pick that fork up, right? And so that was my first experience formally, you know, in an environment where there are other people and these are, you know, astute people around me. And I'm like, okay, now I need to see what I could do. I'm sure we've all had that moment. But beyond all the silverware, the etiquette, and all those other things of knowing, we're going to actually talk about self-assurance and presence and poise and all of that today. So for those who may look at the flyer, and for those who are excited about the flyer, may think that it's all about just about the table, about knowing which fork to pick up and which one to put down and which glass is yours. We're going to talk more about presence. We're going to talk about poise. We're going to talk about confidence as a woman, as a lady, okay? Because in the midst of all of that, you can know how to pick up a fork and all this other stuff, but if you're loud and boisterous, okay, or if you chew in with your mouth and you're talking at the same time, okay, that it's a no-no, right? That's a no-no. So when a woman knows how to carry herself, of course, with what was mentioned with poise, she doesn't just have to say much. Her presence and her confidence does the talking. So today we're going to explore how elegance and etiquette can empower us to show up at our best selves wherever we go. And of course, before I introduce my guests, for those who are tuning in for the first time, there's so many ways that we can be heard today. You can obviously on Guardian 96.9 FM radio dial, channel 969 on cable, BTC Flow channel 612, the Guardian radio app for Android or Apple, and on the website, www.guardian, to be seen and heard on Facebook. Yay! Yes, we're on Facebook. Just look up Coach Trish Hannah. Your Lane Life Coaching on Facebook, all right? Or if you prefer YouTube, it is Coach Trish Hannah on YouTube, all right? So here's my question to my audience today. Audience, my question for you is, what's one etiquette rule you think everyone should still practice no matter how modern we get? What is one etiquette rule? Let me put this in here for my Facebook audience because the question is right there. What's one etiquette rule you think everyone should still practice no matter how modern we get? All right, so that's my question. It's fine. If you want to text, that's fine. The text number here is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. You can give us a call at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. And this question is for both women and men. So if you, once again, we do have men that tune into the show as well. And so if you want to answer the question, you can go ahead and do just that. All right, so let's get into it. Your Lane Talk Show, episode 152, Poised and Polished, Building Confidence Through Etiquette, is brought to you by John's Shoe Store and Accessories, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Tropical Gyros, Your Lane Life Coaching, and the Children's Dream Journal. Now, for those who are not aware of the Children's Dream Journal, it is one where your children can actually write all out or draw their dreams. Sometimes children don't remember or may not be able to articulate, rather, what they have dreamt. And, of course, that book gives the child an opportunity to draw it. They may not be able to write properly. That's okay. They could express it to you as a parent, and you can write it. They may not be at the age yet to fully write out complete sentences of what they've seen, but as they describe it, you can go ahead and write it up. Written by Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing, all the way from Freeport, Grand Bahama. It's a beautiful asset because this book not only tells you or explains what dreams are about, it talks about what are nightmares. It talks about what to do and how to deal with children who may have it. There are prayers there. Sometimes you may not know how to comfort your child after they wake up from a bad dream. So you can actually allow them to recite the prayer. You could let them repeat after you, etc. All of that is there. And then it's also prayers about the blessings because, you know, God also gives us wonderful dreams. And so you can actually connect with those blessings that you've received for your child in that book. And lastly, this book has dream symbols. So sometimes we get confused. Okay, I see a red shoe. What does that mean? All right, this book gives you an opportunity to look at what the color red means, what the shoe symbolizes. And of course, you're not just going to just automatically think that. I would always advise others to say, okay, let me consult God first so that he can direct me and lead me accordingly, right? This book has been authored by yours truly, Coach Trishana. Hey, and you can find the book at All Seasons Gift and Book Center in the Palmdale Shopping Center, or you can purchase it on Amazon, all right? So let's get into it. Our introduction to our speaker, let me put her on the screen. Bam, so beautiful. Producer, I need you to just fix it. I have a smart producer boy. My guest, Mrs. Loretta Thomas, is an etiquette specialist from the British School of Excellence, where she helps individuals refine their image, communication, and confidence through the timeless principles of etiquette. With a passion for grace, professionalism, and self-assurance, she empowers others to show up in the world, whether they're dining, speaking, or leading. Her work reminds us that true confidence isn't loud, it's composed. It's in how we treat others, how we carry ourselves, and how we represent who we are. That is so beautiful. Mrs. Thomas, welcome to Your Lane Talk Show.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you for having me.
It is just beautiful to have you. The mere fact that who and what you represent, you yourself, who you represent, who you are, and the fact that you represent the British School of Excellence, it is indeed a pleasure to have you on board, because the last time we spoke and you informed my colleagues and I about the importance of this and, you know, and how there's so much that we don't know, I got excited. I got passionate about your knowledge that I said, can we just share this to the world? And I say the world because, of course, not just locals tune in. We do have international guests as well. So I can't wait. I'm excited to hear what you have to say. But before we get you to say anything, Dr. Thomas has been on our show before. All right. Dr. Thomas has been on the show when we were at our sister station, Star 106 FM. I just want you to big up. That's the term
yes,
we use.
Absolutely.
Your one good husband, ma'am. Thank you so kindly.
My one good husband for 31 years.
Yes. Salute you, Dr. Thomas. Thank you for all that you do for our little darlings in this country. All right, so Mrs. Thomas, let's get straight into it. Yes. Just before I ask you those big questions, right? And I'm most certain, I guess, our audience will ask a few questions as well. I want you to talk to us about your upbringing. Talk to us about how you grew up, because you are Bahamian.
Yes, I am.
Tell me about who Loretta was. As a child, and how did you get to this point where you're passionate about etiquette and confidence?
Yes. Well, I grew up in a home with grandparents, number one.
Oh.
And as you know, in the Bahamas, if you grew up in a home with your grandmother, please and thank you, and our grandmother, come forward.
Go ahead, yes, please.
My grandmother would say,
you can move the mic closer to you.
Manners will take you around the world.
Yes.
As a young girl, I thought manners would take you around the world. What does she know? How does manners take you around the world? Back then, of course, you know, we were like little children are. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you are disobedient or headstrong. And we wanted to do our own thing. But manners was instilled in us. Mm-hmm. And today we call it etiquette. But it is basically the same. Manners, how we approach life with emotional intelligence, with caring for others, with kindness, and with respect. Mm-hmm. Not only respect for others, but respect for ourselves. And this is how I was raised. And little did I know, I was being taught etiquette from a very, very young age.
Wow.
And as I grew older, mm-hmm. went off to university, and of course, you know, the words etiquette and compassion and emotional intelligence and all these other words, and your vocabulary grew and you realized this is exactly what was teaching you mm-hmm. from age four. So, and I believe for most Bahamians who grew up in a home with their parents or grandparents or grand-aunts and who have been raised in the environment of a village, mm-hmm. we have all been taught etiquette. So what I do now is help others to hone those skills mm-hmm. or become more cognizant of those skills, how we interact and how we interact with others, making others feel wanted, making others feel respected, making others feel that their worth is valued, their time is valued, their presence is valued, and hopefully they in turn will value us.
I love that. I love that. So we want to salute your grandparents, you know, because I mean, like you said, most times we grow up in areas or environments where back in the days, manners was something that was always something that was highlighted. I think for me, in this modern culture, we tend to miss out on the please and the thank you. But back then, I don't know how your grandparents were, but I heard stories of other people's parents and grandparents. You don't say please or you don't say thank you. You know, some things I don't want to say because, you know, they may call it abuse today, right? But those things were paramount. So salute to that. Right? Many people think that etiquette is only about knowing which fork to use. And this is what I said initially in the show. Mm-hmm. I know you said that etiquette is beyond that. It's manners. Yes. It's knowing how to have, you know, what was the term that you used? The confidence.
Confidence.
Knowing how emotional intelligence,
how we manage,
et cetera. But how does etiquette actually build self-confidence, and how does etiquette build that emotional intelligence?
Well, first of all, everything we do, mm-hmm. most of what we do, we have interactions with others. When we walk into a room, our presence introduces us mm-hmm. before we even open our mouths. So the way you present yourself, that's your first introduction to the world or to the persons in your company. We always want to present ourselves, yes, our best selves, and present ourselves with confidence.
Yes.
How do we develop that confidence? Knowledge, preparation, and presentation. And of course, affirmation. Tell yourself, I'm worthy, I'm beautiful, I'm strong, I'm caring, I'm kind, I'm considerate. All of these affirmations come under etiquette,
mm.
how we present ourselves and how we treat others. So one might say, well, how do I gain that confidence? Practice.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything else we are preparing for, we practice.
Mm-hmm.
So am I going to wake up in the morning and not think of what is ahead of me? Of course. Preparation. And if I'm prepared, I'm going to grow in confidence.
Mm. That is so good.
And when I execute, I will execute with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And the information is there. In this world of technology today, we can access. You can read how to be a brain surgeon.
On YouTube.
On YouTube.
You can watch it on YouTube.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That is absolutely correct. I love that. I love the fact that you said preparation is key because that's the foundation, I believe. And like knowledge is key. So someone says, Mrs. Thomas is the best in the business. Okay. All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
What are some common habits or mannerisms that quietly undermine a person's confidence or poise?
Yes. That undermines one's that's a voice, mm-hmm. a mannerism. Lack of confidence. Mm. And a lot of times it's lack of exposure. And sometimes the persons they're surrounded with do not lift them up. Mm. And we have persons who are quite critical of others, and they are quick and fast to share their criticisms. Even in the case of someone speaking properly mm-hmm. or using proper language mm-hmm. or an expanded vocabulary mm-hmm. or perhaps using a fork and knife in the proper manner. Mm-hmm. There you have maybe a friend is saying, why are you using your fork and knife in that manner? Mm-hmm. Who do you think you are?
Now, Mrs. Thomas, if you're from the Bahamas, then you say it like that. Who she thinks she is?
Oh, excuse me, yes. But who she thinks she is, right? Okay? Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. But if you do not present yourself well,
yes.
trust me, it was played in many other aspects of your life. Mm-hmm. One might say, well, using a fork and knife is not important. You mentioned going to a ball. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And some 18 years ago, and not being exposed to the knowledge of which fork to use, mm-hmm. which knife to use, mm-hmm. you were spot on. What did you do? You observed, look around the table, mm-hmm. and look at what others are doing. And if most of the persons are going left,
you go left.
At least those persons going left, they perhaps don't know any more than you do, and you have joined them. Mm-hmm. So I would say,
right,
don't feel out of place. Right. But etiquette is such a broad topic. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not just how we present ourselves and our confidence, but just think of cultural sensitivities,
yes.
which also come under etiquette, mm-hmm. cultural sensitivities. Mm-hmm. What might be correct in the UK or even in the Bahamas mm-hmm. or in China might not be correct in Italy or some parts of Africa. So what do? We learn about other people's culture. Mm-hmm. We do. And we try to make them feel as comfortable as possible. Mm-hmm. And we too want to feel, we want to adapt when necessary. And the same with how would we say it in the Bahamas? Who do you think you are?
Right.
I'm sorry. The way you said it. That's
who she thinks she is.
Yes. Who she thinks she is. Mm-hmm. Okay. But when it's appropriate, mm-hmm. and sometimes you might have to code switch.
Yeah.
But when it's appropriate, yes, use your fork and knife. Use proper grammar. Present yourself well and treat others with kindness and respect.
Listen, for those who are watching me on Facebook, have y'all noticed how I'm sitting up a little better now because I'm watching Mrs. Thomas? Have y'all noticed the tone down a little bit? I'm not loud, but I'm not as loud as how I used to be. Have you noticed that I'm trying to watch my words and my poise and my posture? And guess what? No, I'm not trying to pretend or anything like that, but her essence and her presence brings that. So when you're actually, and this is what I've noticed, when you are around people, there's one person in particular who speaks, the term, the Queen's English.
Yes.
She's a Bahamian.
Right.
And I like to, when I'm speaking to, depends on who it is, when I'm speaking to people who I'm comfortable with, I like to use my dialect. So here it is. Thank you. These are people who are posting, and I'm posting it up on Facebook.
Yes.
So here it is that whenever I'm around her, not because I'm trying to blend in with her, but because that's the essence that she gives, her presence and her energy.
It's mirroring.
Mirroring. And so when she speaks like that, I end up speaking like I have my little posture, you know? Yes.
Right.
And I love that. So a part of, even in all of that, when you're trying to elevate, when you're trying to learn about proper poise mm-hmm. and what's the word I want to use? And presence, I can use for lack of a better word.
Presence.
You try to be around like-minded people. Absolutely. Or people who are elevated to where mm-hmm. you want to be.
That's how you grow.
What are your thoughts on that?
That is how you grow.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So there's a time for ki-ki-ki, ka-ka-ka, you know, in private.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you have those moments.
Of course we do.
Mrs. Thomas, you don't have those moments.
Mrs. Thomas,
I think you laugh like this.
Listen to my laughter.
Okay, I do.
You sound like my husband. My husband says that about me.
What is that?
He says, honey, come on. Let's have a big fat laugh.
Okay? Right?
Come on, let's have a down-home laugh. I said, I will fall out if I do.
Listen, and guess what? As soon as you said that, he shows up and says, great show.
Oh, my goodness.
Right now, right?
Oh, he's so supportive.
I love that. Let's talk about, I want to talk about table manners after our break, so I'm not going to do that now. But I want to share about the importance of eye contact and body language when we communicate publicly. How important is that, especially at business meetings?
Absolutely important. Mm-hmm. Even in the classroom, ourselves. The moment you walk in the room, I said earlier, your presence introduces you mm-hmm. before you even open your mouth.
Yeah.
So you walk in a room with confidence. Mm-hmm. Not arrogance, but with confidence. Eye contact. You greet the person, so you meet into the room. It's your responsibility mm-hmm. to say, good afternoon, hello, good morning. It's your responsibility. You have introduced your presence into that room. You're introducing yourself, eye contact. You look the person in the eye and you smile.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, or good afternoon, I'm Loretta Thomas. I didn't say my name is.
Ooh.
I said I am. Mm. It's ownership. I'm proud of who I am. I own my presence. I am Loretta Thomas.
I love that. Chris, what do you say about that? Is that deserving of a break? So that they can marinate on that. Own your presence, Mrs. Thomas said. So let's take a quick break. And after the break, we're going to get in. Guess what? If you have some questions for Mrs. Thomas, go ahead. You can type it in the chat. You can give us a call. Once again, the numbers are, let me put this on the ticker as well. The numbers are 323-6232. 325-4136 or 325-4259 if you have a question for her. If you want to text, you can give the text number. The text is 422-GR96, which is 422-4796, okay? Because we all have that burning question that whenever we're going to events and we want to know, how do you do this? How do you do that? One question that I can't wait to ask, and I don't mind doing a little tip in advance because we're not there yet, is about who's responsible for the bill in the different like business meetings, etc. Like, how do you discuss that when everyone is sitting at a table? Who gets the check? So we're going to discuss that right after our break. Thank you, Chris.
This holiday season, let Airwick fill your home with the mist of happiness. Enjoy limited edition scents like apple cinnamon medley, glistening snow and frosted mint, sweet vanilla and shea butter, all infused with natural oils to bring warmth and cheer. Find Airwick's essential mist diffusers and scented oil warmers at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, Paradise Premium Foods, and Family Island locations. Airwick, activate your holiday essence.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, Our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Discovering pathways to progress.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Everyone, for those who are tuning in, I am Coach Trish Hanna. This is Your Lane Talk Show. We are with Mrs. Loretta Thomas. All right. And our topic today is poised and polished, building confidence through etiquette. Now, we were excited because there's so many different questions and that I, you know, want to be able to get through some of these questions for you. But if we have an opportunity where we can learn how to become better people, you know, and in particular, better women, because of course we have men that need to have this as well. But for our ladies who are tuning in, we want to ensure that we do things well, in decency, like we say in church, in decency and in order, right? Yes. And so we are we, do you want to talk about table manners and stuff yet?
Manners?
Yeah.
Certainly.
Oh, okay. Cause I was going to go into business. So yes. I was going to the business lunch, etc. But let's deal with dining.
Okay.
All right. Just before we do, let me just say, Paul. Your Lane Talk Show. Good afternoon.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Ms. Thomas.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you, sir.
Yes. I mean, what a breath of fresh air this afternoon. I sit right here and I pick up a lot of things that I learned from you and hearing the way you speak and stuff like that. I have a daughter in Austin, Texas, daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way her speaking, how she's speaking and stuff like that, I sometimes wonder if she really grew up with us inside the Bahamas and stuff like that, because sometimes the way she talk, I used to understand, and sometimes she say, answers a question and stuff like that. And sometimes it's good. You get out these habits and stuff like that. And my grandson, who goes to St. Andrew's School, he the same way. When he come up by us and stuff like that, the way he present his words and how we talk and stuff like that, it's just amazing to say that. You could break out some of these bad habits, the way you talk and stuff like that. Sometimes we use these things, like you say, but the knife and fork sometimes. But sometimes when I go eating, they have chicken wing. Definitely, I can use no knife and fork for that now. I hold on inside my hand. But I'm saying some food, you have to use knife and fork with and stuff like that, but I'll continue to sit back and listen because it's very nice, the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. All right, so here's a question for you, Mrs. Thomas. What's the difference between being proper and being pretentious? I think that's an awesome question. What's the difference between being proper and being pretentious?
Well, first of all, let's begin with being pretentious.
Mm.
You are, or one is, putting on or portraying something or a characteristic that is not themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But being pretentious, that sometimes is not entirely
not a bad thing.
Wrong or mm-hmm. a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps this is how that individual does not
normally act or behave, but in the company of others, they might code switch and adopt a certain behavior based on the environment they're in. So that's not a bad thing.
Okay.
And others observing that might say, oh, she's being pretentious, because that is not normal behavior for her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, being proper, it's portraying, executing, and behaving in a manner that honors everyone in your presence. It honors yourself and those you are in company with.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what is right, being considerate of others, and that is how we manage what we call emotional intelligence. Honoring everyone in your company and yourself.
I love that. Y'all, we have one, as someone alluded, one of the best, right? I love that. So before we move on to dining, there's another question, and this one I will read. It says, how can parents start teaching their children confidence through manners and social grace at home?
Right. Number one, the dining table is your best classroom. The family dining table. Way back in the 1600s,
mm-hmm.
when you had the aristocracy being, and the wealthy,
mm-hmm.
and those in the monarchy and so forth, the dining table was where they taught their children. It was their first introduction to etiquette and proper behavior. So it was centered around a meal. So once again, the dining table. Do not only use the dining table to collect books or newspapers or work crossword puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
Engage that dining table. Use it. Introduce your children at a very young age, sitting up, sitting at the table, being present, being focused, and enjoying a meal with family. The dining table is your number one, your first classroom.
I love that.
And I know there are persons who comment, well, I take my children out to teach them. Begin at home. So that when you do take them out, they know how to conduct themselves. But begin at home. The dining table. The living room. How to sit. How to respect the furniture. Where they're not jumping around the furniture, standing on the sofa, eating on the sofa, the dining table. So there is your classroom at home as early as even 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If your child is in an elevated chair or what we call a feeding chair or high chair, as we call it in the Bahamas, bring that chair to the table. Include your children. I would like to add.
Yes.
I host a Wednesday night dinner every Wednesday at my home.
Mm-hmm.
It is not formal, but it is formal enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called What's on Your Table. And if you follow me on social media, I post on Thursday. Sometimes I give a little snippet on a Wednesday evening.
Yes.
And it's all about bringing the family to the table. And that is how we started.
I love that.
Bringing our family to the table. Don't allow your children to have their meal in the bedroom, on a tray, or in the front of the television. Be present. No cell phones allowed at the table. No form of technology.
Mm.
I often say, if you're not on call by the hospital where you're going to deliver a baby, I don't want to see that cell phone.
Ooh.
If they're not calling you from Wall Street to tell you that your stock has just flown out the roof, then that cell phone should not be visible.
Right.
But be present. Acknowledge each other. Begin at the family table.
I love that. Mrs. Thomas, we have a call. Let me see if that person is still on. Your Lane Talk Show. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ladies. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Madam, you are onto something there. I tell you what, at first, We very seldom see people use the dining room table nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody grab their food and go into their room
mm-hmm.
with their phone and they lapping.
Right.
Was it's kind of strange now to have a family dinner.
Yes.
You know, everybody in their own little zone. People not eating at the same time no more.
Right.
One time ago, growing up, everybody eat at one time.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
You know, now if you
want
to get seconds later, then that's a different. But everybody
right.
have that lunch on Sunday
yes.
at one time.
Yes, that's correct.
What I used to do, I have two kids. Cell phone came out. So what we did before my wife passed, we allowed them to bring their phone to the table, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what we did is whoever phone ring
mm-hmm.
had to wash the dishes.
What?
I love it.
So if your phone ring, but now me and my wife was always ahead of them. So what we do, we bring our phone to the table.
Yes.
We would turn our phone down.
Yes.
But we'll turn our phone off.
Oh.
So that we just trying to teach them not to bring your phone to the table.
Right.
Great.
That is how we did that.
I love
but
that.
Another
Absolutely.
Thing, too,
yes.
I heard
that.
The gentleman that called before me
mm-hmm.
was talking about his grandson. Son.
Mm-hmm.
I have a granddaughter that is 7.
Yes.
She lives with my sister in the Western area.
Yes.
Now, when she is with my sister, or when we are by my sister's house with her,
mm-hmm.
her language is a lot different. She speaks different.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
she come up in South Beach with us, she have a different talk. You know, my sister in the Western area never knew that my granddaughter used to eat noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Till she went by one of her aunts to pick her up one time.
Mm-hmm.
She could never get her to eat noodles. And mm-hmm. she said, well, how come you eating the noodles here? And I was kind of embarrassed. Because she told my sister, because that's all they have to eat.
Uh-oh.
But my sister could have never get her to eat noodles by her.
Mm-hmm.
As far as my sister knows, she don't eat noodles. She don't eat orange. Orange is to make juice with.
Mm-hmm.
That is what my brother-in-law taught her.
Mm-hmm.
She'll eat tangerines.
Mm-hmm.
But now when she come this way, she'll eat orange every day. She'll eat
mm-hmm.
noodles every day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much
yes.
for calling.
So
yes.
I guess it's where you, the way
yes.
you train the children.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much
yes.
for calling.
Maybe spot on.
All right.
It
yes.
happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It happens a lot. Yes.
Well, we are finally going to get into the dining, right? The questions for that. So let me ask real quick. And one of the questions are, what are the most common mistakes people make at a formal dining table and how can they avoid them?
The most common. Let's start with ladies.
Right.
We are. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies address the table. The first thing they do is they take their large handbag or their purse
mm-hmm.
and they place it on the table. Blunk. Cell phone, keys, sunglasses, handbags on the table. That is an absolute no. All of those items carry a large amount of bacteria.
Mm.
So you are actually, some persons place their handbags on the floor,
mm-hmm.
on the car seat, on benches, and everywhere. So now you're going to the dining table and the handbag is on the table. You are actually transferring those germs onto a dining surface.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no place on the table for handbags, keys, sunglasses, cell phones. The menu. Everything that you are consuming or utensils that you will use to consume that meal, that's all that should be on the table. If you're not eating it, ordering from it, using it in reference to the meal that is being served, it should not be on the table. So handbags would be my number one pet peeve on the table. So one would ask, well, what should I do with my handbag?
Good question. Go ahead.
Okay. So you place your keys, cell phone, everything in your handbag. If you are seated upright with good posture,
mm-hmm.
there should be a space between the back of the chair and your back where you can gently place your handbag. And it absolutely aids in your posture as well. So you place your handbag just behind you on your chair. Now, what if your handbag is too large? And that has happened to me
mm-hmm.
as well, then I have less space to sit. then I would have to sit really upright because I do not want my handbag on the floor.
Oh, definitely not.
Now, there are little gadgets that one can attach to the table.
Yes.
Right. Now, it depends on how much space you have at that table. Can that bag hang on your little lever? Mm-hmm. Can it hang there properly without impeding the person who's sitting next to you, mm-hmm. their space, infringing on their space, or the server? And if that's a problem, perhaps you can ask for a little bench or some place to place your handbag, mm-hmm. always in view.
Mm-hmm.
You always want to keep your eyes on your handbag.
Mm-hmm.
And if your purse is small enough, you can place your purse on your lap, and your napkin will go on the top of your purse. Mm-hmm. But your purse should be in your lap, and your napkin just covers the purse.
Mrs. Thomas, if you notice, I've been a little quiet.
Ask the question.
No, it's just that I just did that last night, and I didn't know any better. I was at another ball.
You're growing.
But I had my purse, but yes. I put the purse on the table.
On the table.
Yeah, so.
I'm sure you were not the only one.
I was not the only one, especially when I saw that the other ladies were doing the same. This was the U.S. Marine ball last night.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm like, okay, well. You know, I honestly never knew that it's not supposed to be there.
On the table.
So I'm so glad that I got that from you today. Right?
Tuck my purse right behind.
Oh, actually, there was a point, though, that I removed my purse and placed it on my lap.
Yes.
There was a point that I did
absolutely.
That. Yes, yes.
Yes.
So I don't feel too bad.
And the napkin is another.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So once you sit, now, if you are at someone's home and you have a host or hostess, and let's just call everyone, let's say the host.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm your hostess, and we're at a table at home.
Mm-hmm.
Once everyone is seated, follow the lead of your host or hostess.
Mm-hmm.
Your hostess will place her napkin on her lap or in her lap. You then follow suit. But you do not remove your napkin from the table until your hostess does. Now, if you're at a restaurant, you sit at a restaurant with family and friends,
mm-hmm.
then as soon as you approach the table, you're seated, then you may place your napkin in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
But in a private home, at the dining table, you take your lead from your host or hostess. Your napkin, your lap.
Someone on Facebook says, I never knew that. And someone else says, Father, where I put my notebook. These are some good pointers.
Yes.
Here's another thing, another error. I don't mind sharing my error, right? My errors. There was a time that I went with out to lunch with my husband and a few of his colleagues and their wives.
Yes.
And I believe that most of us, there were a few, there was about two or three that still did not have their food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of us had our plates. Now, because I was, now I'm not making excuses. I didn't know either, okay? And I was hungry.
Okay.
So I went in and I got some of the salad. But when I looked up, I realized that everyone else's hands were in their lap.
They were waiting.
Okay? They were waiting on the others to get their food.
Listen,
I have no excuse now because whatever I was not taught when I was younger, I can always go on YouTube and go find and figure it out, right?
Absolutely, but be careful who you watch on YouTube.
That too. Yes. Well, I need to come to the etiquette class that Mrs. Loretta Thomas has. Of course, we'll talk about that a little later.
Yes.
But I didn't, and when I realized once again that there were others whose hands were placed in their laps just waiting for the others,
to
I was
be
like,
served.
Oh my goodness.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not ashamed to say I'm still learning with all of this
Absolutely.
Etiquette.
We are all
mm-hmm.
a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And who you were 18 years ago, who you were 5 years ago, you are not that person today.
No.
Nor will you be that woman 5 years from now.
Yes, absolutely. The growing, the expansion,
absolutely.
Elevation.
Yes.
I love it.
And growth.
I love it. So, all right.
So who pays the bill?
Who pays the bill? Yes, because we were going there. I'm going to business, lunch, etiquette, et cetera.
Yes.
So let's talk about who pays the bill.
It depends on who's doing the inviting or who has done the inviting.
Hmm.
Who extended the invitation? Yes. So if you have a group of young ladies, and I see this every day,
mm-hmm.
a group of ladies agreed to go out to have lunch or
mm-hmm.
a celebration,
mm-hmm.
and perhaps they would it should be arranged prior to arriving at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
whether we're going to go Dutch, I pay for you, you pay for me, or we're going to split the bill. Now, if you're going to split the bill, make sure that is discussed before the bill arrives. Mm-hmm. That's important. Otherwise, it looks kind of, for lack of a better word, messy. Mm. I got this. No, she got this, and I didn't have that. And she ate more than I did. I had one beverage, and she had two. So you would want to discuss that prior to the bill arriving. But the person doing the inviting, if you are on a date, okay, the person doing the inviting, it is assumed that person will pay the bill. And the woman, I mean, in today's society now, some women, you know, that feminist thing that, I'm sorry, I don't ascribe to that, but I believe in chivalry and everything else.
Yes.
But if the lady decides, well, I will pay for you, then fine. I mean, this is a new era. But it's usually the person doing the inviting would collect the check. And just don't make a big deal out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to pay the check, just pay the check quietly. Everybody does not need to know, I'm picking up the check, I've got the check. No worries, no worries, everybody, I've got the check. Just be discreet about it. Now, for the ladies in the group, you can discuss that before the check comes or even before you're seated, that we're all paying our own bill. And I would suggest when the order is taken, you say to your server, there are 10 of us and we would like 10 individual checks, please.
Mm.
That makes it a lot easier for the server. You'll look more polished and poised and graceful because you've already decided how this is going to be settled.
Yeah.
And it makes you all look really polished.
I love that. There are, however, a few restaurants that only, I think their max is like three receipts. Yes. Three bills.
Right.
So in a case like that, you discuss that with your colleagues prior to coming in. I get that.
And before placing the order, the server should indicate that, or you, the guest, can ask the server, what is the procedure? What is the policy? And then you take it from there.
I love that. How does business lunch etiquette differ from a casual meal with friends?
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, friends, of course, you are more informal.
Yes.
There's more laughter and the conversation is different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know your friends, you know your boundaries, you know your limitations or lack thereof, and you can just relax and be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But in a corporate environment, yes, you do want to be yourself, but you're definitely more formal.
Mm-hmm.
How you conduct yourself at the table says a lot about you. As a matter of fact, it says more about you than your resume. Mm. Than your resume. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a saying that academic achievements will open doors for you, but your social grace and the way you conduct yourself at the table, that is what will lead to your success. That is what will lead to your getting the promotion or being invited back or just attaining a certain status that you have been working towards.
Mm.
So academic achievements, that's one thing. But your social graces will provide opportunities to you that academics alone will not.
I love that. And the way that she said it, I interpret it this way. Yeah, your academics can open the doors for you, but who you are as an individual or your character will sustain that.
Absolutely. Yes. And elevate you.
And elevate you.
And lead you to the success that you are working towards. That's important.
That's extremely important.
So you have to mind your conversation at the table in a corporate environment.
Yes.
Keep your personal life out of your conversation.
Mm.
Now, if the person you are engaging with want to ask you personal questions, you limit your explanation, limit your sharing. Be careful what you share. Limit your sharing. You do not want to become too personal, even in asking questions of your company or them asking questions of you. There are ways around it. And if someone is asking you a question that makes you uncomfortable, then there are ways of pivoting. So you think of a very polite way of pivoting and raising a topic that you would like to discuss, but not a topic that is so far off your lunch engagement that it makes one go like, what was that? Where is she coming from with that? But you want to keep it congenial.
Right.
But you also want to maintain your professionalism. That's very important.
That's important. Let's talk about the volume.
Yes.
The tone and the volume of your
Absolutely.
Voice.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Tone and volume. Be careful how you laugh. Of course, you have a different laughter with your
friends.
In an informal setting and with your family and friends. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know the laugh, okay? Mm-hmm. I've got one of those as well. Fall to the floor. I throw my head back. I actually throw my head back. And you can see all my teeth, okay? I relax there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's with family and friends.
Yes.
Yes. But the tone of your voice, your vocabulary, colloquialism.
Yes.
Keep that out of your business lunch or business gathering. Save the dialect and all the other words that one should not be using in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
Save that for home or with your friends or more informal setting, or like we say, the party in the backyard or the family barbecue. That's okay.
Save it for those moments.
Save it for those moments.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let me see if I can get let me read some of the postings. I love hearing from the men on this topic.
Absolutely.
Yes. Someone said, I never knew that, and I think that's a little late. So obviously some of the things that you're sharing, you're actually helping with the knowledge and insight. Someone says, I hope everyone is taking notes. This is wonderful. And everyone's just taking heed of what you're saying right now.
The men.
Yes.
Men take etiquette courses as well.
Okay.
Of course. Would you want to be seated at the table and your husband, your date, your friend is picking his teeth at the table? It would be quite embarrassing.
Yes.
The knowledge is shared. My son, when he goes out with his friends, he shared this with me just this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Mom, he's in London, and he said, Mom, my friends always say, now you have to be on your best behavior because Sean Ryan is joining us for dinner this evening. And it's important.
Yes.
Think of the young man who's coming to date your daughter.
Yes.
Would you want him sitting outside in his vehicle honking his horn? No. He ought to come to the door. First of all, he should have met you before.
Right.
And he should come to the door, ring the doorbell, and if he's introducing himself for the first time, you invite him in, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to groom our young men also. They are going to date your daughters. So they ought to be groomed. They ought to be coached in the skill set of etiquette.
Yes.
So, men and our company, first of all, we are based in London, and it's less frowned upon in larger societies. Taking etiquette is less frowned upon in larger societies, okay, and more cosmopolitan cities. But men actually come to our etiquette courses in the UK, and we do have the polished professional. We do have a group of men who come together and bond, and they have the little whiskey and dining and cigars and great conversation and so on. As a matter of fact, my husband joined us, I think it was last year.
Oh.
Last year or the year before, we had the London experience. And there were, we all took our spouses with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my husband thoroughly enjoyed it. And the men, they were so sharp.
Yeah.
They were sharp. We also took them to Ascot, went to the races.
Mm.
Scissors, tails, and top hats and all.
Yes.
Full attire.
Yes.
And the dining etiquette was on point. On point. Okay, so it's presenting yourself well in your attire, the way you speak, the way you open the door for your wife, for your daughter. That's another thing. I sit in my bedroom and I can see the driveway.
Yes.
My husband opens the door for my our daughters. They have never opened a car door or any door once my husband is present. And my son does the same for his sisters. But you must train the young men. They're not going to get it just through the process of osmosis. You must train them. And they are receptive to it. They want to look good.
Yes.
And remember, little boys want to impress the little girls.
Absolutely.
And they do want to impress their mothers as well. So moms, train your sons also. And dads, encourage it. And don't be offended if your wife suggests that we do this the proper manner. It adds to your relationship. Trust me, it adds to your relationship.
Even in that, because you opened a really good door there and a really good opportunity to discuss the way that we raise our children, as simple as teaching them how to hold the doors for people, because it could be whomever's behind
them.
You know, especially when we're walking into the grocery stores and other places. I see where my son does that a lot. You encourage those things. Encourage if you know, we're coming down the stairs or up the stairs with something and your son is aware or can see that. Teach him, you know, how to say, no, I get this. Yes. I'll take this, et cetera.
Yes, allow me.
Allow me. Exactly. Allow me. And so this is something that I think is awesome, because you don't want to allow something as simple as etiquette and manners to dissipate, because you know culturally it seems to be doing that
like a dying behavior. We're going to make sure it doesn't die.
Mm-hmm. You know, attending, helping out. I help with the PTA at a particular school where my children attend.
Sure.
And I don't get to hear please much, but I do hear thank you, so I can give them credit for that. I also don't get to hear in passing where children say good afternoon, good evening. Yes. And when my son first joined, he was like, Mom, these people don't have any, you know?
Yes.
And I'm like, well, that's just their some cultures, because it's a variety.
Yes, yes.
And then also, maybe it's not enforced in their home.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And therein lies the cultural differences.
Right.
Cultural differences. And our children who attend international schools or any school
any
for that
school.
Matter,
mm-hmm.
because you do have children from all walks of life, different countries, no matter
different cultures
what school,
coming
exactly,
into our schools.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I said to my daughter, when you have a new student at school, and that student speaks a different language,
mm-hmm.
but of course English is perhaps their second or third language, mm-hmm. introduce yourself, okay? And you want to invite that person perhaps to have lunch with you. Come and join my table for lunch. Learn three facts about your new student.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they will learn a lot from you. Be inclusive. That's another thing we need to teach our children, not ostracize. Someone who's different, whether it's speech, race, or ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be inclusive. That is also a part of etiquette and social skills.
Yes.
Okay, so we want to expand our social fluency.
Yes.
And be more inclusive. And if the child says, oh, well, where I come from, we eat rice with my fingers,
mm-hmm.
with our fingers. And you go, okay, well, in the Bahamas, we, for the most part, we use a fork and knife
mm-hmm.
or a fork. But perhaps one day I'll try that, eating rice with my fingers. Perhaps you'll be able to teach me that one day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that is not something you would want to go to the Red Cross ball or the so-and-so ball. Okay.
Not at all.
Right. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me read this. It says, an input says, I've started teaching my son about chivalry. He has three sisters, so he he's getting a ton of practice.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Great job, Mom. Mm-hmm. Great job.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. So I'm sure there's so many other things that we can share and yes. things that you can see. Is there anything that I am missing before we take another break?
Yes. Well, we'd like to go back to the napkin.
Okay.
Quite often in a formal setting, you've seen the napkin on the table, and you might have heard someone remark, oh, where's my napkin? She took my napkin. I don't know. That's not your napkin. That's my napkin. Mm-hmm. The napkin gets lost. The napkin to your left is your napkin. That's a common faux pas. The napkin to your left is your napkin. Now, sometimes folks set the table with a napkin in the middle of the plate.
Right.
Yes, that's less formal, and it's pretty. Mm-hmm. I do that sometimes as well. I mm-hmm. like the napkin in the middle of the plate, especially if it's very pretty.
Yeah.
Yes, so the napkin in the middle of the plate, you know that's your napkin, mm-hmm. or the napkin to your left. Now, when you are through with your meal, or you're about to pause, perhaps go to the ladies' room, mm-hmm. you place your napkin on your seat. You loosely place it on your seat or in your seat. Mm-hmm. Do not leave it on the table. Do not place it on the back of the chair in your seat. When you return, you will take your napkin and place it back in your lap. Now, what happens to your fork and knife when you leave the table and plan to return? It's an inverted V. You place the knife over your fork. Mm-hmm. That means I'm pausing. I'm returning to the table. Do not take my plate away. That's very important. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the meal, follow the lead of your host. The napkin then goes to the left of the table once again. To the left.
Okay.
Of the table.
I get it. This is awesome. We have a few minutes left, and real quick.
Okay.
I mean, you could read that if you want me to. I'll ask, but if not, but it's a really good question. You can read that. No? Yeah. All right. So real quick, what we're going to do is,
yes.
another thing is I've noticed, and this happened last night,
yes.
that someone placed their wine
yes.
in a glass that was on the side of me to my right. So I assume that that glass was mine because
okay.
the water was mine,
yes. Yes.
but that individual probably didn't know that.
Right.
They ended up pouring the
yes.
glass, the wine in my glass.
In your glass.
But I didn't say anything. I just
right.
smiled because
well,
I... Right.
You... executed proper etiquette,
right.
good judgment, and sensitivity
mm-hmm.
by not bringing their faux pas
right.
to their attention. You just carried on smoothly.
I'm sure that I looked at my husband.
Yes.
Though, and,
so,
you know.
So great,
mm-hmm.
good for you.
Yes.
Good for you.
So talk
but
about
one
it.
Quick tip.
Yes.
BMW. What glass was your glass, and what glass was their glass? We know the term BMW.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at the place setting in the front of us.
Okay.
B, your bread plate. You mentioned a small plate
yeah,
earlier. That's your bread plate.
Mm-hmm.
Your bread plate is to your left. That's B.
Mm-hmm.
M, in the middle. That's your meal, M.
Mm-hmm.
W would be your right, to your right. Water or any beverage
yes.
that has water. Beverages have water. W, water. So B is your bread plate, M is your meal, water, BMW. So your water or beverage would be to your right.
Mm-hmm.
And your fork will be to your right. And all your beverage glasses will be at the tip of, I'm sorry, your knife is at your right. And all your beverages will be at the tip of your knife. So you know on your right, you have your water or beverages to your right, so you should not take anybody else's beverage glass.
Mm-hmm.
Your knife is to your right, and your water is at the tip of your knife to your right. B, your bread plate, meal, M, W, water, BMW.
I love that.
So
and then, of course, you
acronym.
Also have you have double forks, which we know will be for the salad and for your meal. And then you have your knives for your... So you want to share that as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you want to begin from the outside and work your way in. Mm-hmm. In a formal setting, quite often they might have soup, salad, entree or main course, and dessert. So on the far outside will be perhaps your soup spoon to your right. Spoons are also on your right. Mm-hmm. So your soup spoon will be on your right. Your salad fork will all, knife, salad knife will be on your right. And you're working your way in. And after the salad course is complete, then you move to your entree or the main course. And you're working your way from outside coming in. And you will notice the flatware or the utensils begin to, it becomes less and less as per each course. And at the top of the plate, you would perhaps have a fork and a spoon. That's for the dessert, fork and spoon. So you would just slide them down to the side, and that would be your fork and spoon. So one would say, well, which one should I eat with? The fork or the spoon? Depends on what is being served. You might have a cake, so you can use actually the fork as your pusher and place the cake onto the spoon. And if you have ice cream, then of course, you know, we have ice cream with a spoon. Mm-hmm. Or you might have cake and ice cream on, or a soft pudding like, mm-hmm. or custard. And therefore, you would use a fork and the spoon. And when you are done, you place them together, parallel on the plate. Or think of your plate as a clock.
Yes.
So you would place your fork and knife together at 4 o'clock, 4:30, 4 o'clock, in a 4 o'clock position, or 12:30 position, which is just up and down, mm-hmm. but parallel. That means the meal has ended. Mm-hmm. I am finished. No other fancy works and positions and geometric shapes with the fork and knife. I am finished. Fork and knife together.
I love that. Listen, Mrs. Thomas, we have 15 minutes left, but I have to ask you to do this because within that last 5 minutes, I want you to talk about the British School of Excellence. But we have 15 minutes, so this 5 minutes let me use to ask. The last time I spoke with you once more, you discussed how some ladies drink their tea with the pinky finger. I would, if possible, you share the meaning of that, the cultural meaning, the historical meaning, however, and how is that, if it's even relevant today, in today's society?
It certainly is relevant today. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned pretentious before.
Yes.
It is quite pretentious to have the pinky finger sticking up. Mm-hmm. And this goes really way back to, I would say, during the French Revolution.
Yes.
Yes, and way back when the teacup was discovered, or the teacup was made by the Chinese. Mm-hmm. And we know that the Chinese, their cups, in an authentic Chinese restaurant, their cups do not have handles. And the cups did not have handles. And so one used just two fingers to hold the cup, mm-hmm. because there were no handles. So that was quite appropriate. So you had three fingers that were really floating out there or sticking up. Okay, now as the cup traveled to Europe, and particularly I believe it was Portugal, mm-hmm. handles were placed on the cup. So the pinky finger then came in, and one would use just the three fingers, the thumb, the index finger, and the middle finger, mm-hmm. to hold that cup. And the other two fingers are actually at the bottom to support the cup. Mm-hmm. Now, ladies began, and it was a bit pretentious, I would say, mm-hmm. to have, they just thought it was cute. Okay, let's use our term. It's cute and pretentious and elitist to have that finger sticking up in the air.
Right.
So during the French Revolution, when the soldiers came back, they came back with a certain communicable something that should not be shared. Right. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
And the pinky finger was used during that time to indicate persons who had that certain communicable something that no one wanted to share.
Right.
So if you stood by in a social setting and that pinky finger was pointed at you, the male, they all knew the male had that certain something. And the women who wanted to attract attention to themselves, they would have that pinky up that meant, I'm single, I'm looking, and I'm desperate.
Ooh.
I'm available, and I'm desperate.
Wow.
So the pinky, so these are all nuances that were shared back then. And even today, in certain social settings, mm-hmm. women actually judge other women. Firmly, who have the pinky finger up. Because it is a bit pretentious. You have an air about you that says, I'm an elitist, or really, it just means that I'm ill-fit and I do not know it. Uh-huh. And I am practicing improper etiquette and social skills that will perhaps ostracize me. And there are certain social settings that would exclude you.
Mm-hmm.
From, you have that teacup and your pinky is up in the air and you have the attitude. You are frowned upon today. So, ladies, the pinky finger, just gently tuck it in. You will certainly appear more elegant. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And you are right on time, right? Exactly 5 minutes. All right. So tell us about the British School of Excellence.
Yes. Well, the British School of Excellence was founded by Dr. Philip Sykes, and he came from an era where hospitality was and still is the order of the day.
Yes.
He is quite the British gentleman. So he founded the British School of Etiquette and Excellence, and we're based in Mayfair in London.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bahamas, meaning myself, I am a partner with the British School of Etiquette.
Okay.
So I do spend quite a lot of time coaching and teaching in Europe, and I am a part of an intimate network of etiquette specialists. And we do coach I'm trying to be rather discreet here.
That's okay.
I do coach a number of individuals who are being owned in noble families.
Yes.
And the aristocracy.
Mm.
And yes, some might say what we might call persons who live in castles and large functioning homes.
Yes.
Yes, the elite. So how did I come to be involved? About 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I belong to a global organization called the Inner Circle. And about 10 years ago, one of my colleagues said to me, she said, Loretta, have you thought of opening your own etiquette in school? So I said, well, I have been teaching etiquette for more than 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so opening a school as such is probably not high on my list, but I do enjoy intimate group settings and so on, which I do at home. And she said, well, I have a colleague, and they are actually looking for an etiquette coach to join their program. I think you will fit in magnificently. And she actually sent them I think it was an email.
Mm-hmm.
And the person responded immediately and said, where is she? And actually, at the time, we were in Italy.
Mm.
And they inquired, would I be interested in coming to London for an interview? And I would have been on my way back to London in any event. And I said, sure. So I went in for the interview, which was quite informal.
Yes.
We were at the Goring Hotel, quite informal. And she said, you know, I think you'll make a great addition to what we do here. I would love for you to join our team. I then traveled back to Nassau, and a week later went back to London. So anyway, so that's where I met Philip Sykes.
Yes.
He then invited me to join his team. After coaching with him, and most of our sessions are in London, he then invited me to become a partner. So the Bahamas mm-hmm. is now a partner with the British School of Etiquette and Excellence, and I head that partnership. I would like to add, recently we have been voted the best of the best etiquette program in Europe.
Wow.
And we received that honor about a month ago. So we are the best of the best in etiquette and emotional intelligence. And the Bahamas, our flag is there.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is beautiful. And of course, now people who would want to experience this or to learn more about etiquette. And, you know, they would may need you to help with proper, you know, hosting, business hosting, et cetera. How can you be reached?
Yes. Well, I am actually based at Cafe Channing Noel in the Duchess. So we have a tea salon, of course, British School of Etiquette. We must have a proper tea salon.
Yes.
So our coaching in the Bahamas takes place in our tea salon, the Duchess, at Cafe Channing Noel, which is located at Caves Village, West Bay Street, Caves Village Plaza. And if you'd like to travel, you can certainly join us in the UK. But we also coach a number of high-functioning families here in the Bahamas, a number of residences of embassy affiliates or diplomatic persons, and banks, corporate families, and individuals. So we are available for coaching also in the Bahamas, and we are quite, I would say, quite discreet in our approach, particularly with the amount of royal family members and high-functioning families that I do coach in Europe. But I do share some stories. I do share some photographs. Mm-hmm. I do not publish them.
No.
But in-house, I'm allowed to share photos in-house, but definitely not on social media because I have to protect their privacy.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's important.
Absolutely. Mrs. Thomas, you have been such a gem. You've been a blessing, a most valuable asset, you know, on this show because you've taught in just an hour and a half so much for not just us because, like I said, it's national and international listenership and audience. So thank you so much for your presence. Thank you so much for your input and your insight and your knowledge and, of course, your skills. And once again, if you want to connect with Loretta Thomas, you can find her, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? Okay. At the Duchess at Cafe Channing Noel, Case Village Plaza. Can I say your phone contact?
Sure. 803-9233.
Or you can email as well. The British School of Excellence, BA@gmail.com. All right. This is some good information. We're going to need it. I would recommend certain schools and all. Those who want to help with children, international schools, private schools, public schools, go right ahead, give her a call so that she can teach our little darlings so that we don't lose out on the cultural, the etiquette, the poise, the
social fluency,
or whatever it is that's left there, the manners that we can still carry on. We don't want to lose out on that, all right? So, of course, give her a call so that we can help. And then, like she said, families as well. So it's not that we don't want to wait on society to teach our children things or whatever. We can go ahead and do so ourselves. Mrs. Thomas stated, it starts with the home. It starts
on social media.
And social media, go ahead. What is it?
On Facebook. On Facebook, we are the British School of Etiquette on Facebook.
Okay.
And I think I have it as British Etiquette Bahamas, so that those of us in the Bahamas, we know once it says Bahamas.
Yes.
Right. That you do want to engage with me. But we are the British School of Etiquette and Excellence, UK.
Okay.
So for persons who would like to join us in the UK, you can certainly contact me here. And we have a big production coming on in the UK. Mm-hmm. Oh, we do have a session coming up December the 6th.
Okay.
December the 6th. And it's all things relating to entertaining this holiday season.
Oh, well, that should be good. Of course. Can they find that on your social media?
Okay, yes. Good. Preparing for the holidays. We want to make sure that we do so with elegance and comfort. We want to be inclusive. Of course, we want to also recognize why we are celebrating the holiday season.
Absolutely.
We definitely don't want to leave out the true meaning of Christmas.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mrs. Thomas. Your Lane Talk Show, episode 151, the call, all right, to the fact that we're going to be poised.
And thank you very much, Coach Hannah. You have been a delight. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I do look forward to engaging with you again soon.
Absolutely.
And do come and take part in our etiquette session.
Absolutely.
I'm inviting you as my guest.
Oh, I love that. I would love that.
December the 6th.
Yes.
We have a master class December the 6th coming up.
Yes.
So do join us.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Your Lane Talk Show, episode 152, rather, is brought to you by Your Lane Life Coaching. You can visit Your Lane Life Coaching, www.yourlanelifecoaching.com for life and relationship coaching. Sean's Shoe Store and Accessories, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Tropical Gyros, Children's Dream Journal. You can find that at the All Seasons Book and Gift Center, Palmdale Shopping Center, all right? So if you are a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in to Your Lane Talk Show. And to our consistent supporters, you are the real MVPs, all right? So I salute you. Thank you to my producer, Chris, for always showing up and working so hard to ensure that
we have
a productive show. Next week, we're going to have a ball. We're going to talk more about preparing for Thanksgiving and the upcoming holidays. Okay, we're going to have a wonderful chef. I'm not going to share his name right now, but he's going to talk to us about how to prepare those wonderful, juicy, breath, mouth, watering,
delicious
turkey.
Indulgent.
Okay, all right. So we're going to do it the U.S. style as well as Bahamian style, all right? So tune into that. I pray that you were all encouraged, educated, and empowered today. And may you continue to do so as you walk in your lane. Until next time, happy Sunday. God bless you.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion and your feet.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.